Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's February 8th, and I'm wearing a Sugar Land Space Cowboys New Era 5950 with a 45 years of the Astros side patch purchased from Clark Street Sports and a Whataburger t-shirt by Live and Tell purchased from the Corpus Christi Hooks website. The Hooks have been a Houston minor league club since 1991, while Sugar Land's been the Astros AAA affiliate since just 2021. But the role of a minor league club repping H-Town goes back nearly 140 years. Space City's first baseball game was played on the San Jacinto Battleground in the late 1860s, and two decades after that, the first iteration of the Texas League was founded in Houston. Thankfully, because I don't know what we'd call bloop hits otherwise. Bloop hits, I guess? Houston had an almost nonstop presence in minor league ball from that first Texas League's inception. The city's pro club was known as the Buffaloes from the mid-aughts until 1961 in honor of one of the bayous on which the city was founded. As we covered on our August 7th episode, the Stros were known as the Colt 45s for the first 3 years of their existence, named after the gun that won the West, not the malt liquor, which, interestingly enough, was introduced in 1963, the year after the baseball team bowed, named after Baltimore Colts running back Terry Hill, who wore number 45. When 1965 dawned, there was no NyQuil, no Twister, no Big Mac, no Hot Wheels, no Pompatus of Love, and no indoor athletic stadiums until this date, February 8th of 1965, when the newly coined Astros held their first practice in the eighth wonder of the world, the Houston Astrodome. Groundbreaking in every way, the dome even had real grass, courtesy of a glass roof, which allowed the specially formulated Bermuda grass to thrive indoors. Unfortunately, the glass roof created so much glare that it blinded the fielders, so they painted the roof to enable better ball tracking. That killed the grass by mid-June, leading to the installation of AstroTurf the following year. In that first batting practice, Rusty Staub knocked two balls over the fence, one in daylight, one with the 3 million watts of lighting doing its job illuminating. And if the scene wasn't surreal enough, stadium architect Bob Mischu caught the ceremonial first pitch thrown by singer Anita Bryant. We'll close with a bonus trivia question. When Le Grand Orange hit the Dome's first homer at BP, who hit the first round-tripper in competition? Mickey Mantle, in a preseason exhibition in April of that year.